to me, man. I thought he wanted a fight, man. I was going to let him win. I heard he was a wrestler or something like that. Amen. Praise the Lord. I let him win because he was right. See, I'll let some of you guys win when you're right. I ain't going to let you win when you're wrong. Amen. As we get into this morning's message, amen. We had a New Year's this Saturday, and I thank all those that came, for all those that stayed to the real end and made it a priority. You made it a priority to be here because you were with family. So in that, I shared some points, and I was thinking at the house, I knew there was a lot more to what I shared on Saturday night before the New Year's came in. And so it's some of the same thoughts. I'm going to go through the same thoughts, but other thoughts that the Lord has given me that I really, really believe is for each and every one of us, whether you're just starting off or whether you've been with us for a while. Amen. The title of this morning's message is Holy Ghost Setup 2022 to Brokenness. To brokenness. Key words at the end, to brokenness. I'm going to be speaking of Joseph. That's a series of all kinds of preachings. That's a long series. But I'm going to fly through of the things that he went through in order for the fulfillment of the dreams to come to pass in and through his life. And somehow or another, we all, you know, fit in those shoes of Joseph, that when God gives a man or a woman, a young adult, dreams, amen, a vision, promises, amen, there's certain things that we got to go through for the Lord to remove us out of the way, for him to have his way. For him to have his way, doing things our way got to be removed from the equation. Amen. So in Genesis 37, verse 2, I'm going to read that verse, and then I'm going to jump up to chapter 41 and verse 46 to open up and to show you a time lapse that took place from when the dreams were given by God and when actual fulfillment took place. It don't come overnight. Too many give up in the process. Amen. Because we're living in a time in a world where everybody wants everything really quick. And the call of God cannot be answered real quick. It's something that God initiates and gives to a man, to a woman, to a young adult. But then there's a needed process to remove who we are, to allow Christ to do what he wants. And in Genesis 37, verse 2, we read, this is the account of Jacob and his family. When Joseph was 17 years old, he often tended his father's flocks. I'm going to end it right there. Tells us when the dreams came, he was a young man. He was only 17 years old. It was almost like a young David in the shepherd's field, tending his father's flocks. Amen? Tending the sheep. And here we come to find out that Joseph was 17 years old when these two dreams from God came to his life. And as we speed forward in time to chapter 41, verse 46, he's not 17 anymore. Some of you are not young anymore. You're older. The Bible says that he was 30 years old when he began serving in the court of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. So when the dreams came, he was 17. When he finally reached the palace, the place, second in charge of the Pharaoh, the king of everything, he was no longer 17 years old, but now he found himself at the ripe age of 30 in charge of all of Egypt in a time of great famine. When the dream actually fulfilled wasn't even at 30. Because of another 7 years of the famine, of the cows and the dreams that he interpreted. So he was in his late 30s, give or take anywhere from 36 to 39, when the fulfillment of the dreams, the two dreams he got, where his brothers would literally be bowing down before him. A time of between 17 and his late 30s, where the dreams that were from God would take time and a process in order to be brought to pass, for him now to be able to see with his very eyes his brothers bowing before him. He knew nothing of the famine. He just had two dreams to go off of that were from God. But he really couldn't see and know what God wanted to do through these two dreams that he gave him. And a lot of times we can know the call of God upon our lives, but we don't understand how he's wanting to use the call that he has given my life, the call that he has given your life. We know the call, but we're not understanding the purpose of the call. We're not able to see or understand the process of the call. We know the call. We know who gave the promises. But the process has a purpose in your life, in my life, and bringing to fulfillment the promises and the dreams and the vision that God has given our ministry, Victory Outreach International. And in Genesis 37, 5 and 8, the Bible records, here is the first dream. One night Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers about it, they hated him more than ever. Amen? I'm going to skip the second verse for time. Let's go to Genesis 37, 9, the second dream. Amen. Soon Joseph had another dream. And again he told his brothers about it. Amen. Here we find two dreams that Joseph had that were from God that made his brothers hate him, jealous, all the way to the point. Amen, of Genesis 37, verse 24. In response to hearing the two dreams that were from God, his brother that was 17 years old at this time, the Bible says that they grabbed him and threw him into a cistern, a pit, amen. Now the cistern was empty, there was no water in it. So here we come to find out that his own brothers didn't just stay hating him, they did something about it. And they threw him in a pit. He had to go down before he was able to come up. And too many wanting to come up without having to go down. See, that coming up is street talk. That's worldly talk. I got to get a piece, got to get this. I'm going to come up. I'm going to come up this way. I'm going to come up. I'm going to come up. We never think about coming down or not being about something. And the enemy's able to give false promises of us coming up in some street corner, in some back alley, some dope house, prison cell. Coming up through education, through college. I'm going to make something out of my life. I'm going to come up. I ain't staying down. I'm coming up. And here, the young Joseph of 17 had to go down before he would come up. And it didn't stop there. In Genesis 37:28, the Bible records, so when the Ishmaelites, who were Midianite traders, came by, Joseph's brothers pulled him out of the cistern, out of the pit. He was like, oh, thank God they came back for me. As soon as they pulled him out, they had another plan. They had another plan as they pulled him out, and he thought he was coming up out of the pit. They would sell him off as a slave for 20 pieces of silver. And the traders took him to Egypt. Took him to Egypt. God's hand was in this plan, though through the eyes of Joseph, all he saw was a pit that his brothers threw him in. All he saw was his brothers pulling him out of the pit to trade him off, amen, to some strangers to be taken to Egypt. But God was in the pit. God was in the trade-off. God was in it. And then we find in Genesis 39, 19 through 20, it doesn't end there. Potiphar, here he was, Joseph was coming up, and just when he thought he was coming up in the palace of the Potiphar, his old lady snitches him off wrongfully, amen. And the Potiphar was furious when he heard his wife's story about how it was a story, amen. When Eli's was small, we say, you telling stories? That meant, are you lying? Are you telling stories? And we would tell Alex, when Alex was small, he would go, and just the look and the nod knew they were telling stories. And when he heard that story about wife's story about how Joseph had treated her, so he took Joseph and threw him into prison. He was thrown in the pit, thrown to the traitors. Now he's thrown into prison because of receiving two promises from God. And the Bible goes on to say, so that he took Joseph, threw him into the prison where the king's prisoners were held, and there he remained. And there he remained. In Genesis 50, we come to where the fulfillment, amen, in 18 and 20, the Bible says, the famine's taking place, his brothers go to Egypt, amen, and lo and behold, their brother that they threw in the pit, threw off to the traitors, amen, that eventually threw him into prison, now was in full charge of all Egypt, in the time before and during the time of the famine. And now the dream that he had many, many years, when he was only 17 years old, now he's 30. He's about 35, 37 at this point, because his brothers present themselves. And the Bible says, then his brothers came and threw themselves down before Joseph. Look, we are your slaves, they said. But Joseph replied, don't be afraid of me and my God that I can punish you. You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position, almost sounds like to this prison, but to this position so I could save the lives of many people. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. Give you all the glory and all the honor. I thank you for this beautiful day, this beautiful start of a new year of 2022, Lord, where there's a Holy Ghost set up taking place, Lord Father God, for your body, your church to come up and to rise to the occasion, Lord Father God, in fulfilling the vision that you have given us here locally within the region, and the vision, the international vision, that it would come to pass to fulfillment, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we love you, and we all say in one accord, amen. I shared a few points that too many times as Christians, we can believe that when God gives a dream or a promise to us, that it's just connected to good times and good things. I mean, they're from God. Why would God do something mean to us? Why would God steer us wrong? And in the natural, it's real easy to believe that he's a loving God, and he is, that he would treat his children good, and he does. But because we were born, amen, sinners, amen, and we spend so much time in the world, there's things that God needs to do in every man's life, every woman's life, and every young adult's life in order to make room within our lives, amen, so that we would be able to take in the promise and fulfill what God has for our lives. And too many times when we get saved, we think, you know, it's going to be good now. I got saved today. But God has to remove all the junk in the trunk, everything, all the lies of the enemy, all the upbringings, the incorrect upbringings of mom and dad and this and that and everything, the wrong teachers in the elementary schools and the junior high and the high schools. And God's got to go to work in the man, in the woman, in the young adult to cleanse them and wash them, so that he may be able to deposit the vision, the dreams, and the promises within their lives. And the only way for the world to come out, God puts us in a process. God puts us in a process. And just as much as the dreams were from God, so was the process of the pit. So was the process as trading him off. So was he in the process of him being thrown into prison. The dreams not only came from God, but so did the process. And a lot of time I see men, women, and young adults get called of God, but things start going wrong, and they say, that devil, that lying devil. When it's just God removing the lying devil, the works of the lying devil. And a lot of times things start going wrong and people want to quit. And it's not that the devil's attacking, it's that God not only gave you promises and a vision, but now he's giving you a process to get rid of the past, to bring in the new, and to do what he wants to do in and through your life. There needs to be a process. There needs to be a process of removing the old man, the old woman, getting her out of the way. I believe this year, 2022, will be a year where dreams and promises that were given to me shall be fulfilled. I really, really believe it in my heart. As I sat with the Lord and I sat with the Lord, I really, really believe. Amen. Joseph was 17. It started happening with him. I got about 25 years. Joseph was in position at 30 years. Jesus was in position at 30 years, at 33 years, three-year ministry. And we can go on and on. Moses on the backside of the desert had the process of the 40 years. And even though he had the greatest of the teachings and was brought up under the Pharaoh, God still had to get Moses out of the way. And so we see these time slots where it took time for God to use these great men of God. One Jesus is why we're here today. One Moses set free 2 to 3 million people. God don't need many to do much. And that's why we're here, because of a few. We're here still alive in Victory Outreach Milwaukee because of a few that allowed their life to go through the process. Too many times we want the fulfillment of the dreams, of the promises, and of the vision that God has given us, but we want to step aside the process in order to pull it off. We're trying to pull off the dreams God has given us and doing it the way we think best. It doesn't work on your best day. It doesn't work. I don't care if you're street smart, 4.0, or Berto accountant smart. You can't do it. You not only need the dreams of God, you need the process of God that goes hand in hand with the dreams of God. You need the process. You ain't that good. You ain't that good. I really, really believe when I say what God has given me is going to be coming to fulfillment this new year, I'm stepping out with big faith saying that. And when I say I believe, when I say I'm talking about us, about you guys. And just like Jesus, the one man, he was given instructions by God. Moses was given instructions by God. Joseph, the Bible says, through all the process, that God was with him. That God was with him. And through the process of me being here, going on 19 years, God has always been with me, even though I didn't understand the way of the process. Too many want full understanding. You ain't going to get it. You ain't going to get it. Too many want to feel good all the time. You ain't going to get it. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. I place here your dreams, promises from God will always be for someone else, even those that don't deserve it. We want grace and mercy, but can you give grace and mercy? You want to do it a certain way, but when you're leading and trying to direct, do you want them to do it your way or not? We're living in end times right now, and the devil's not playing. Our dreams, promises that come from God, not our dreams, but God's dreams for us. God's promises unto us in our vision and our ministry. It's always about someone else. Go to that verse, please, on the fulfillment. I believe it was chapter 50, 18:20. You would go back. Go to 19. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I was just trying to go back. Go back to when you first went up there. There. Nope, it's not it. So here we find, go to 50:20. And the Bible reads, you intended to harm me, but God intended all for good. He brought me to position so I could save the lives of many people. Many people. He lists the It was Joe and Julio and Juanita, and he didn't list the names of many people. And at that time, it was a starvation, amen, that they were going to die. And the famine of today is people going without Jesus. As the famine of today is people going without Jesus, you're not going to get very far. The famine is trying to make sense of life without Jesus in the center of it. You can't do it. God has you in a process, me in a process, to get us into position for others, not for yourself. And nobody wants to go through stuff, the process, and especially at the end, it's not even for me. What? That I don't like that plan. It has me nowhere in it. And that's why many never answer the call of God. Because without the process, me remains. The process don't make sense if you're trying to come up. The process of God does not make sense if you're wanting to come up. Because God's trying to get you out of the picture. He's trying to get me out of the picture. For those that are lost and bound can come up unto salvation and into the church and discipled and worked with. The enemy's job is to deceive God's people through the process of God's given dreams and promises. The enemy loves God's promises. When he makes a promise to a man, calls a man, a woman, a young adult, the enemy picks up the call too. He picks up the call. He says, I know the way God operates. I know the plan of God. He's going to take Jay through the process, Michelle through the process, Grandpa through the process, my wife through the process. The enemy says, God cannot use that man, that woman, that young adult, because I messed them up so bad that I know he got to put them in the process. And it's within the process that I'm going to get them tripped up again. Because when they were in my process, they were getting high. I was giving them what they wanted. And that lasts for a minute until you start losing everything you had. Down to cars, houses, wives, husbands, children, and all the above, and find yourself with nothing, trying to come up in the world and come up in the works of the enemy. That's Holy Ghost setup number two. The enemy promising this and that to your life, not having to go through what we go through. And the enemy's job is to deceive God's people through the process of God's given dreams and promises. This is what the Lord gave me this morning here. There was this process that took place. At 17, Joseph was not ready to lead all of Egypt. At 18, he wasn't ready to take his brothers back. 19, 20, 21, 20, he wasn't ready. They did him down and dirty. He wouldn't have been ready at 25 to answer the call. Some of you feel you're ready to answer the call. You ain't ready. You ain't ready. I examine everything closely. I can be talking with a brother. You can be in the other corner of the church, and I'm checking you out. Because I know what a man looks like, what a woman looks like in the process of God, and what they're doing after the service comes to an end. And how they're using their time, who they're speaking to. I'm checking it out. All these years had to go by, not only for Joseph to get the fulfillment of those two dreams that were God-given, but to not only be in position, but to be able to handle what was coming around the corner, which was the famine, his family, and all these starving people. Because now he had authority. He had power. He wasn't that 17-year-old no more. And God brought him to this place when his brothers came in Genesis 43:30. We were speaking after the New Year's, and me, Ron, Felipe, a few of the guys up here, and Ron said something that stuck in my mind. It's just part of the story of Joseph's story. And that's why I have this verse today. And this was Joseph in his late 30s now, no longer 17 years old. Joseph now that went through the pit, sold off for 20 pieces of silver, thrown into prison. This is now Joseph that has gone through the process of God to bring the dreams to fulfillment. And when he saw his brothers, even his youngest one, his blood brother, the Bible says that Joseph hurried from the room. Should have gone to verse 29, but it's okay. He has seen his brothers. He has seen the young one. What was that? Benjamin, I believe. And his brothers are there. They're all bowing down. Fulfillment of, in his late 30s now, has now taken place. The fulfillment of the two dreams. And he could do one of two things. He had the power and the authority to take all his brothers out. But because he went through the process and he allowed God to do what he had to do within his life, he was able to respond correctly now in his late 30s after seeing his family, his brothers. He went to a room all by himself. And the Bible says, then Joseph hurried from the room because he was overcome with emotion for his brother. He went into his private room. I believe that was a place that he would get with God. His private room, where he broke down and wept. Go to the title and go right back to the verse. Holy Ghost set up 2022 to brokenness. Get back to the verse. And here we find Joseph broken. I believe not only was his brothers all bowing down before him, but I believe he was bowing down broken. And what he called his private room, he broke down and wept. He broke down and wept. I put here, you need to have brokenness to save others. There was a time when I got raised up in the ministry in the rehab home where everybody would be broken, every single day broken. Whether the food was good the night before, whether we were whining, complaining, whatever, we were all broken. Brokenness is something you rarely see in the church of God today, where the presence of God can fall, and yet there's not a wet eye. And I believe what brought the brokenness to the life of Joseph now in his late 30s was the process. The process broke him down to God's plan, to have God's heart for others. No longer was it about Joseph, the favored son of his father. It was about now God's plan. And I believe too many go unbroken. And when you're unbroken, you could care less about others. You're going to get broken down one way or another, through pain or through the process of God. You're going to find yourself crying. You're going to find yourself sniveling. What? My question is, what are you crying about? What are you weeping about? What are you crying about? What are you weeping about? How unfair it is? Or are you broken because of the plan of God and then He would choose a person like you or I? Broken. See, brokenness allows a man also, or a woman, a young adult, to do the right thing. Brokenness will keep you. I cry every day. Every day. Not in front of people. Once in a while that happens. But every day when I spend time with the Lord, I am broken every day. Because it doesn't take much to break me, because I allowed Him to take me through the process. To be sensitive to others, sensitive to keeping God first now for 25 years. But when you don't spend time with God and you're not praying and you're not reading, self will remain. You will be broken, but you'll be crying about things that are not important, that you'll make real important. Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. Don't even tell me. Brother, sister, wannabe, don't even tell me what you're crying about. Pastor's not being sensitive. Yes, I am. You're going to cry one way or another. What are you crying about? I know why Joseph was broken. I know why he broke down and wept. It was the process that got him there. And the faithfulness of God that gave the promise being fulfilled right before his eyes. I don't just say I see the church filled to encourage you, but I see the church filled. I know what God is able to do through just one man doing what's right. But without brokenness, you will eventually be caught slipping in answering the call of God. You'll be able to talk about it in the Greek, in the Hebrew, but you'll never bring it to fulfillment in your life. Most 17 years olds, I put here, young adults, do not have brokenness for others or for God. Very rare do you see someone at 17 that's broken because of others that are lost and bound, broken because they're in the process, because they have a relationship with God. Very rare do you find a 17-year-old with those qualities. So what does God got to do? Put them in the process. This is a heavy one, two, three, five words. I put here, the process fulfills the prophetic. The process fulfills the prophetic. The dreams were not just dreams that Joseph got from God. They were prophetic dreams. How many said, man, I had a beautiful dream last night? Oh, I had a bad dream. Me and my wife once in a while tell each other, man, it was a bad dream. But the dreams that he got from God were prophetic dreams. Dreams that could not come to pass without the process. The process fulfills the prophetic word of God for your life and my life. There's prophets all through Milwaukee right now calling themselves this, that, and whispers and gods. Oh, they got all these long old titles. And they're giving everybody a word. God said, God said, God said. Without bearing no fruit, still doing things of the world in their lives, and they're prophesying over everybody, giving everybody a word. Something that the people want to hear instead of what God wants to say. The process fulfills the prophetic. I put here two dreams, place them in the process, and a few dreams, interpreted fulfillment. Two dreams from God, put them in the process. God will always speak before the process starts. Two dreams from God, put them right in the process. Position them in the process. And then at the end, a few dreams of interpretation fulfilled the two dreams that God gave him when he was only 17 years old. I don't just want to answer the call. I want to be able to see the fulfillment. I want another couple of dreams from God to be able to see the fulfillment of the vision that he has given me for this city and what he wants to do. Many get the call, get the dreams, get the promises, but because they choose not to go through the process, the fulfillment, the prophetic never takes place, even when it's straight from God. The word is straight from God. Two dreams, placed them in the process, a few dreams interpreted, fulfilled the process. I put here, everyone is always trying to want to remove or to change or to shorten the process. And we deal with it in this church. And I share with Pastor Philippe, I'm going to push him back right now because he pushed me in the office this morning. Prayer has never been 30 minutes. Not when I got raised up, it was never 30 minutes prayer. Some of you guys need way over an hour of prayer every day. But everything that is spiritual continues to get changed, shortened, or totally removed. And that's why I tell Felipe really nice, but man, I say, you got to listen to what I'm saying. Before you know it, next year it's going to go down to 15 minutes. Before you know it, next year it's going to go down to 5 minutes. Before you know it, you're going to start preaching with no prayer in there involved. You're going to remove the process, give the prophetic without the process. It won't work. It won't work. We're living in darkened times. And too many times we're trying to remove or change or shorten the process as if it's the better way for the strategy we have in mind. It seems like the better way to make more time for the word. The process. I'm still in the process. Felipe, what he told me in the office, he would have done that 5 years ago. I would have said, what? Get up out of my office. But the process gave me an ear to hear him, to receive what he had to say, because I'm not just a leader over you guys. I'm willing to take correction instructions from under me as well. it's the process that allows me to continue to have a good communication with Pastor Felipe, to speak his heart, his mind. He said it at the right time. That a little earlier wouldn't have fly. That don't fly. But I needed to be pushed to what God has given me. Everything he said was true. But at the end of the day, we still need people to come. We need more men, more women, more young adults. I told him I got so many notepads at the house full of the plan of God and what God wants to do. And he says, Pastor, you got to give it to us. You got to give it to us. And he's right. He's right. The call of God comes with the process. It comes with the price. Sometimes we want to remove it, change it, or shorten the process. Because who in the heck wants to be in the process? I was in the process of the world to become a dolphin at the end, full fulfillment. The plan and promises of the enemy, false promises. And too many times we try to get out of the process. We try to dodge commitment. We try to dodge integrity. Try to dodge. We're trying to get, you know, we're trying to hide from it, man. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go, man. That's too early. A man can send him. We're always running from commitment. We're always running from the commitment of God that has a process to the promises. We don't want to do it. But we'll go kill ourselves at work for 8, 12, 13 hours to make an extra dollar. For a person you don't even know that could care less about you. Nobody wants the process, but you want the fulfillment of the promises of God. You want to be used in a mighty powerful way. Can't do it without the process. Too much of you. Can't do it. As if it's the better way, I put it here. I said, it's one thing to know your calling, the dreams God has given you. It's one thing to know that. But it's another thing to understand the importance of the process. You can't understand the process. That one takes faith. It's one thing to know your calling, to know what God has called you to do. But it's another thing to understand the importance of the process. As the worship team makes their way, please. I love when a man says, Pastor, I got your back. God called me. You want to hear the dreams he gave me? And they tell me, I say, wow, that's heavy. Those are some big dreams. We serve a big God. And then I see them dodging the process plan. It's not going to work. It won't work. I don't care if you have a pocket full of money. It's not going to work. God's dreams come with God's process. They go hand in hand, church. Joseph went through everything he went through to remove Joseph out of the way. I'm okay when I go through stuff. Even when I'm not at fault and it's somebody's 100% fault, I know God is still using that as the process to continue to refine my life. Okay, that person shouldn't have said that. How am I going to respond? Because back in the days, I would chop you up every time. Every time and loud in front of everybody. Now, a lot of times, I just leave it to God. I leave it to God. We're all in the process right now. We're all in the process right now. And it's not just the process, but God seeing the fulfillment of the word, the promises, the dreams. The final chapter, God sees it in your life and in my life. I want to fulfill that final chapter of my life. And seeing the many lives saved, because I not only received the dreams, answered the call, but along with that, I endured the process to remove me out of the way, to see what God wanted to do in and through my life. I will see it with my very eyes. One day soon, we will talk about it. Remember when Pastor said that? Remember when Pastor said that? Because these dreams are from God. But then comes the process, the refining, the shaping and the molding of a man, of a woman, of a young adult. And it hurts, because the process will always come against you having it your way. That's why people fight, because you don't get it your way. The process will always remove you from having your way. Remove you from always thinking you're right. I'm excited here this new year, 2022. But there's going to have to be a brokenness. I mean, where it comes from within, when you're all by yourself with the Lord. If you do it daily, He will remind you of the immature person you were when you first started. I believe when Joseph gave those dreams, he gave them a little proudly to his brothers. I believe he was doing all that and then some. As we stand this day, if you have a plan, make sure to include the process. Make sure to include the process. The spiritual things where God is able to chip away at a man, chip away at a woman or a young adult, whatever the song is, love. Just stand right there where you're at. When you come against, you're not fighting me, you're fighting God. You're fighting God. And that's a fight you will never win. What you think is best.